T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
A lonely, self-consumed, self-serving mirror hog is not a leader. Shout the battle cry.
You'll never stop me. I'm a warrior. Stacy Washington joining us this morning. StacyOnTheRight.com. And Stacy, great having you on again. That Chris Christie was, I wonder who he was talking about last night. I couldn't figure it out.
He hates Trump so much, he actually thinks this is a good idea. So Chris Christie, there's a video out of Trump saying that he took Chris Christie's advice often when he was president, and that Chris Christie was the one who told him that it was a smart thing to do to hire Christopher Wray to run the FBI. So, I mean, if you thought there was any good reason for Chris Christie to be in the presidential contest, if you watch that video, you understand you're wrong. Chris Christie has nothing to contribute. He doesn't have any new, fresh ideas. He represents an old wing of the Republican Party that shies away from populism and really hews towards open borders. And it's the wing of the party that brought us a lot of the problems that people complain about now, things that even moderates and people who are not exactly Republicans look at some of those decisions that the Chamber for Growth, the Club for, or Chamber of Commerce, I'm sorry, Chamber of Commerce was making. And they say, you know, why would, if Republicans believe this or that, if they have this in their platform about a sovereign nation and a secure border, then why would they do this? Those people who brought us those bad decisions, the endless wars, they're the ones who are the Chris Christie wing of the Republican Party. And that's in our past. That's from the 1900s. That's from last century. We're in 2023 now. We need something new.
Yeah. Mike Pence thinks he's something new. What did you think about his rollout?
Oh, my gosh. What? I didn't see a bit of it. I'm on the email list, Mark.
Okay.
I'm on the email list.
Well, I saw a clip of it. He rolled it out this morning in a video form, and apparently he's going to hold some public event later today somewhere in Iowa. So it was all pre-recorded, but I mean, it was pretty slickly produced with, you know, the shining city on a hill and the Reagan references and all that stuff. So
did you get an invite as media? No,
I did not. Interestingly, no. Huh? I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know why. COVID's over. Pandemic's over. Get those emails rolling. Get those invites out. Create some buzz. Act as if you really mean it. You know, it's almost as if the 4,674 candidates who are currently on the GOP side in the primary are just running for cabinet positions or to increase their speaker fee. Because, you know, I don't know about Mike Pence. I don't think he actually has to do anything more to increase his speaker fee. He's a former vice president. But for some of the other candidates, you look at them and you're thinking, exactly what do you have to contribute? Or what have you contributed in the past that would lend yourself to this role? And I'm not looking forward to seeing Chris Christie sputter on the debate stage or Mike Pence, you know, kind of he looks like that cartoon character, which was cool last go around. This time it's just he's taking up space.
Yes.
I want to hear Vivek Ramaswamy explain to the entire nation the reason why ESG is a thing and why it doesn't have to be a thing. I want to hear Tim Scott talk about critical race theory, DEI, the dream of America. I don't want to hear Reagan-esque terms. I love Ronald Reagan, but I want to hear someone describe it in their own terms. You don't have to hearken back to Ronald Reagan. He was a thing. Now, if you want to be the president, you need to be a thing.
Yeah.
And I think Tim Scott has that gift. There are going to be some very interesting people on that stage. But what I really wish, Mark, is that I had the with a little button that they use on the Graham Norton show, and it flips the chair back. It's a lever. It flips the chair back, and so the person has to tell an interesting story, And if Graham Norton and the other celebrity guests don't think it's interesting, they just, you know, they give you the act and the chair flips back and your story's over. You have to have a good beginning and a good ending, and it can't be long and it can't be rambling and it can't be boring. I want that for the presidential contest. I want to be able to flip a button and the person just gets immediately lifted off the stage, because having 28 people up there when the truth is it's a one-man race with three possibles. So put the one man and the three possibles up there and make sure they only talk about things that are literally happening to Americans on a daily basis, like people being canceled, people not being able to afford to buy gas, people having trouble finding the kind of diapers or formula that they need, our obsession with sending $130 billion to Ukraine, which is in it's in Eastern Europe. It's not in our hemisphere.
Right.
I want to hear people talk about that stuff. And anytime someone brings up something that's stupid or weak or inconsequential, then that person just gets lifted off the stage. Is this something people can get behind?
That's reasonable. No, I think that's very reasonable.
Good. I hate to feel like I'm over here, like, you know, not in the same mood as everybody else. I think it's the same mood as everybody else. It's me and everybody else.
Stacey, I love it. I hate to do this to you. I got a minute and a half left. Your thoughts on Tim Scott on The View the other day, having to argue with that idiot Sonny Hostin that his success is an exception.
Yeah, so millions of middle-class people, 55% of Black Americans live in the suburbs. There are over 50 million Black Americans in this country. 60% of Black women, I think the number is approaching 71% of Black women, have college education. We do have some systemic problems within the community. Tim Scott is not some unique outlier. He is a successful Black person. There are tens of millions of successful Black people. She is a loser, and I wish she would start using her real name. She's not. There's nothing sunny about that woman. If her name's hard to pronounce, just teach us. Annunciata, is that what it is? She should start going by that. That's all I got to say.
I'm with you. That's great stuff. Stacey Washington, love having you on. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
You bet. Stacey Washington, Stacey on the right. You can listen to her on SiriusXM Patriot every night, Monday through Friday. This does a great, great job there. Love having her on here. Boy, it's the truth, isn't it? Tim Scott did a great job, by the way, defending that and just pointing out how ridiculous that panel of people are on that show. More people should go on there like that.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.